brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're diving back into Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And today we're going to talk about sneaky fats. That's right, sneaky fats. Another class of molecules we can control to help lower inflammation is called eicosanoids. These molecules act as messengers in the central nervous system, triggering an immune response after you ingest something your body perceives as toxic. If you've heard of eicosanoids, it's probably due to the work of Dr. Barry Sears, creator of the famous Zone Diet. When Dave Asprey interviewed him, he highlighted how eicosanoids can make your brain function for better or worse. Your body makes eicosanoids from either omega-3 or omega-6 essential fatty acids. The eicosanoids made from omega-6s are pro-inflammatory, which is bad, while the eicosanoids made from omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, which is good. Our bodies need a balance of both types of fats in order to produce both types of eicosanoids. Remember, our bodies need to be able to become inflamed in times of trauma or after exercise, so it's important to have some omega-6s and pro-inflammatory eicosanoids, but most of us have way too many. The problem is that balance can be difficult to achieve if you're eating a standard American diet, like I said, which contains far more omega-6s than omega-3s. Vegetable oils, which are a main source of omega-6s, have become the cheapest source of fat calories in the world. You will find vegetable oils in almost every packaged food at your local grocery store or restaurant meal. As a result, our consumption of omega-6 fats has dramatically increased over the last 50 years. Since the omega-6s are the building blocks of pro-inflammatory eicosanoids, our levels of inflammation have risen along the same trajectory. Is it any wonder, then, why we've seen such a steady increase in the incidence of cognitive and neurological dysfunction and inflammation-based diseases? Today, most older Americans are concerned about their risk, but if you are diagnosed with Alzheimer's at age 85, the damage really began to set in at least 30 years earlier. One second, please. Okay. That's when you had the chance to dial down the inflammation throughout your body. Hopefully for you, that time is now. It's far easier to prevent decline before it happens than to try to fix your body after it's already worn out, especially when it comes to disease for which there is not yet a cure. I don't know. Some of the stuff I've learned from Dr. Bredesen, Dr. Amen, I think that there is a cure. But it's all through nutrition, which is very important. But if you're concerned about cognitive decline later, the Dave Asprey approach, the Headstrong approach, is definitely what you need to do because you're not going to be symptomatic for decades, like he just said. So while we've steadily increased the amount of inflammatory omega-6s in our diets, we've also continuously upped our intake of sugar. In the year 2000, the average American consumed 52 teaspoons of added sugar a day. 52 teaspoons a day. This is like adding a lighted match to a vat of gasoline. The result is a giant explosion of inflammation. Eating sugar causes insulin levels to spike, which triggers the release of inflammatory cytokines. Fructose, which makes up 50% of table sugar, also easily links to proteins inside the body, such as collagen, the main constructive tissue in our skin and arteries. When linking to collagen, fructose creates toxic advanced glycation end products, or AGEs, ironically, These are aptly named, as these end products play a role in the aging process and create oxidative stress in the body, triggering even more inflammation. The oxidative stress caused by AGEs damages mitochondria, and there is a direct relationship between inflammation and mitochondrial dysfunction. Once again, this is a two-way street. Poor mitochondrial function leads your body to create molecules that cause inflammation, and these molecules then damage your mitochondrial function even more. And guess what? That leads to sugar cravings. When you take into consideration all the ways that inflammation affects the body, it is clear that many chronic diseases start out looking very similar on a cellular level. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and other degenerative diseases are all the result of mitochondria problems. It's also clear that nearly every cause of lowered energy production in your body now lays the groundwork for progressive declines in your performance and the development of chronic diseases later. Most people have some underperforming mitochondria, too much oxidative stress, and chronic inflammation. The mitochondrial toxins you eat or are exposed to every day rev up your body's inflammatory response and inhibit neurogenesis and mitochondrial function. That doesn't guarantee that you'll develop an autoimmune condition, a mental health problem, or a neurodegenerative disease like Alzheimer's or MS, but the origins of these diseases are all surprisingly similar to the symptoms we associate with simply, quote, having a bad day. Headstrong is all about putting you in control of how good every day will be from now on. Okay? You're taking control. And it turns out you can kill two birds with one stone because the exact same things that prevent and reverse chronic diseases have also been linked to an increased level of brain function and performance, a level of performance that he, Dave Asprey, had never known was possible, a level of performance that you can begin to experience immediately. And it all starts with your mitochondria. But first, there's one more thing on the inflammation front. Inflammation, water, and light. Water is intimately involved in everything our cells do. Our cells are two-thirds water by volume, but those water molecules are so small that 99 out of every 100 molecules in your cells are water molecules. The amount of type of water in your cells is incredibly important to your every bodily function. Earlier we talked about Gerald Pollack and his discovery of a fourth phase of water called easy water. It is this type of water that is inside your cells. When you don't have enough easy water in your cells, they become dehydrated and stop functioning well. As I take a sip of good, healthy water. Your body's lymphatic flow, which includes toxins and waste products, also becomes inhibited, leading to chronic inflammation. Your mitochondria need easy water. In fact, they can't function without at least some of it. The easy water inside your cells is negatively charged. This is important because, as we learned in Chapter 2 or earlier podcast, neurons must be negatively charged before they send a signal to communicate with another neuron. If your cells don't contain enough easy water, they aren't as negatively charged as they should be, and your neurons can't communicate efficiently. Poor communication between the cells in your brain can lead to all sorts of cognitive problems, as well as depression and other mood disorders, even the minor ones that make you yell at your kids when you really didn't mean to. The more negative charge you have in your body, the better all of your cells are able to function. Oxidation causes cells to lose their negative charge. Antioxidants fight excessive oxidation by trying to preserve that negative charge. Your body actually has many ways of holding on to a negative charge, including urinating, sweating, exhaling carbohydrate or carbon dioxide, and even defecating. All of those waste products are positively charged. So one thing that he's found and done for nearly a decade to increase his body's negative charge is called earthing, or soaking up negative charge from the ground. This can help your body build more easy water. Flying is a mode of travel that tends to reduce your negative charge, which lowers your amount of easy water and causes inflammation. This is one reason you experience jet lag. Years ago, when he spent a year commuting from San Francisco to Cambridge, England every month, he noticed that he performed much better if he did yoga in a park barefoot after he landed. And if you've seen the movie Die Hard, he always suggested to walk barefoot in the grass to deal with jet lag. At the time, Dave Asprey had no idea why this worked, but now he knows that he was soaking up negative charge from the earth and helping his body build easy water. Of course, the mental and physical benefits of yoga and breath work shouldn't be discounted either, but he noticed a marked difference when he practiced yoga barefoot on the ground. 4 years later, a paper was published in the Journal of Environmental and Public Health explaining some of the grounding effects he had experienced. Light therapy is another way to help your body make easy water. When regular water is exposed to infrared and maybe UV or ultraviolet light, it can be transformed into easy water. If you expose yourself to infrared light via infrared sauna or simply by going outside on a sunny day without sunglasses or sunscreen, your body will soak up that light energy and build easy water. Light enters your body through your eyes and makes its way directly into your brain, where you'll first feel its impact. Light matters greatly to your brain in part because of its ability to help make easy water. Dr. Pollack described an experiment in his lab in which he flowed water through a narrow tube. When he exposed that water to UV light, it flowed through the tube 5 times faster. If your blood and lymphatic fluid can flow through your narrow capillaries more quickly, you will experience less chronic inflammation. The tiny microtubules in your mitochondria also benefit from this turbocharged effect when you are exposed to sunlight. After he first came across this research from Dr. Pollack and Nick Lane, a British biochemist who had studied light, he slowly increased the UV light exposure to his own eyes and found it had a profound noticeable effect on his cognitive function on the days he did it. This was likely due to the increase of easy water in his neurons and a decrease in overall inflammation. For some time, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, has been studying the effects of light to speed healing, soothe sore muscles, ease chronic pain, relieve stiffness, and increase circulation. Light exposure can do this by improving mitochondrial efficiency and protecting against inflammation. Light therapy has also been shown to help mitochondria make ATP faster. Nearly 20 years ago, Dave Asprey was in a car accident and got whiplash for the second time in his life. The first time he had it, it took him nearly a year to recover. And after he was rear-ended for a second time, he was in a lot of pain. A naturopath friend of his met him in the parking lot in San Jose, California, and handed him a small handheld medical laser. He told him to put it on his upper back where he was injured. Within 3 minutes of this laser pulsing red and infrared light into his back, his pain was gone. The relief was faster than anything he'd ever experienced. He bought the device, and he's been pursuing light therapies ever since. Today, he uses the RED charger, which has more than 40,000 red and infrared LED lights that illuminate his entire body to help him recharge his mitochondria, make more easy water in his cells, and grow healthier collagen. It's an amazing biohack, and you can use red light at home very affordably, which is important. Later in the book or in the podcast, you'll read my specific recommendations for light exposure. This is an exciting area that is not often discussed, but can have a dramatic and immediate impact on your mood, your inflammation level, and your cognitive function. By offering exposure to the right kinds of light, feeding the good bacteria in your gut, balancing your hormones, and of course, improving your mitochondrial function and efficiency, the Headstrong program will help you dial down the inflammation that is quietly raging throughout your entire body, and especially in your brain. Your brain's lumpy muffin top will be replaced by a streamlined, fast-acting machine that you can count on to help you be your best. This is the joy of an uninflamed brain. So here are the head points. Don't forget these three things. Your brain is the first part of the body to suffer when you are chronically inflamed. When your mitochondria are inflamed, they are less efficient at making energy because electrons have to travel farther to get to the same place. Nearly every cause of lowered energy production now lays the groundwork for developing chronic diseases later. Now, here are the three things to do right now. Pay attention to changes in your muffin top. The same foods that cause your body to become inflamed are also making your brain foggy and inflamed. Spend some time outdoors barefoot to soak up the Earth's negative charge and get some UV and infrared light. If it's winter where you live, use an earthing mat and a sauna. Have your inflammation levels checked by a functional medicine doctor. Substances such as CRP, C-reactive protein, homocysteine, and LPPLA2, which is a lipoprotein-associated phospholipase, are good markers to review for inflammation. Now, the next section we're going to start in is going to be you are in control of your head, and that will be next time on the Brain Builders podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I also want to say that registration for the Brain Builders Masterclass is now open. There's a link in the description of this podcast to register. We're going to have a host of specialists in brain injury, including myself. We have a Dr. Dale Bredesen, certified practitioner, is going to share his knowledge. We have people that are on the cutting edge of cognitive assessment technology, ketogenic coaches, just a variety of wonderful information and wonderful people. And it's a great group, so I recommend that you register ASAP before we fill up. Hope you have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. This has been the Brain Builders Podcast, and I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Thanks for listening.